Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Chris, thanks so much for having me back.
So we're excited about this hiring event. It's turning out to be a big deal because everybody's looking for good people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, we're doing a hiring event Tuesday, March 7th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Vault in downtown Galesburg. We're really just looking for, people to come out and be pretty much interview ready. So having their resume coming ready to talk about their experience,
sure.
Find an interesting job that fits them, and potentially even leaving with a job. So it's a little bit more than just a job fair. It's people are potentially leaving with a job that day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, Bridgeway is such an enormous organization. Many people don't mm-hmm. realize all the things that you do. And we're going to kind of touch upon a lot of that throughout this next hour. Mm-hmm. But what are the positions in this part of our, as we get started, what are some of the positions you're looking for?
Yeah. So we actually have a very wide range of professional level positions. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for director level positions. Director of Community Living and Support Services, Director of Program Services. But then we go on to the need for therapists and counselors. We're also looking for janitorial staff. Our range is very wide with the different professional skill sets we're looking for. So
Yeah. Have you done one of these kind of more of a job fair type of event before?
Since I've been here, no,
okay.
Not yet. So this will be the first one since I've been with Bridgeway. We participate in job fairs. We try to be, there for other community type events. But this is our first hiring event of our own. So.
Well, it's like everybody. It's really hard to find good people these days,
yeah.
Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we're looking for people that are wanting to be a part of our mission of, helping others, finding that meaningful work experience. A lot of the jobs we're looking for are full-time benefit eligible positions.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good career type jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
When you talk about benefits, what are some of the, just right off the bat, I'm sure it's different for a lot of different positions, but just in general.
So we offer, health insurance, medical, mm-hmm. or medical, of course,
yeah.
Dental, 401k. We have life insurance, just a lot of different things that are super competitive for a nonprofit.
A lot of times when people are looking for that perfect job, time is a big part mm-hmm. of their decision.
True.
Vacation policies, personal days.
Yes.
What's your...
So we have, all of our time off is PTO, so we don't necessarily have a certain amount of, it's not, I guess, broken down into sick time or vacation.
It's all earned.
Yes. So it's all PTO.
Yeah.
For us.
So the more you work, the more time you
yes,
earn.
Yes, accrue. Yep,
yeah.
Accrue over time.
To
sure.
use. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, along with your hiring event, you're having a special event. Before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Business before hours.
Yeah.
So through the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce, we're hosting business before hours. So if you're a chamber member, you're able to attend for free. And it is also going to be at the Vault
mm-hmm.
same day, Tuesday, March 7th. And it will be from 7:30 to 9 a.m. So we'll have catered food. We'll have... giveaways, all that fun stuff that's included in the business before hours.
Yeah, and the Vault is a beautiful, beautiful place at Kellogg and Tompkins here in downtown. So
yes, that was a big reason we chose it is, it's a beautiful venue.
So at this, for your hiring event, you're going to have all the different departments set up with different booths that you can go around and talk to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So initially, people will come in, that will have list of open positions, and then they're actually able to sit down and talk with the hiring manager for that specific job.
Hmm.
And sit down if they're a fit, that they could walk out with that job that day. So
my gosh.
Yeah.
So where can people go to find out more information about mm-hmm. The different positions that you're looking for?
Yes. So if you're looking to see what we have open right now, you can go to www.bway.org.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a list of our open positions. And then if you're looking to find out more just in general about the hiring event, you can go to our Facebook page, just type in Bridgeway, and we have the event posted there. So
now you are relatively new at Bridgeway. You've been here just what, over a year?
Yes, just a little bit over a year. Yeah. I serve as our community engagement director. Okay. So I handle, you know, our marketing, event planning, advertising. Mm-hmm. I do anything that involves events in the community and, you know, trying to get some engagement there.
Sure.
And then internally, I take care of our employee newsletter, communication, and I run our engagement committee that we have at Bridgeway. So
you are a very busy person.
I sure am.
One of the events we're going to talk about later on this hour is your Discover Wellness Summit that you were part of last year, and, and you're going to do it again this fall, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that.
So are you from around this area?
So I am actually from the Rockford area.
Okay.
And then I came down to this area for my undergrad at Monmouth College. And I played basketball there. I was involved in Pi Beta Phi sorority. And I stuck around. I got my master's at Western, and I really just fell in love with this area. So
What's your degree in?
My degree's in communications and public relations.
Okay.
And then I got my master's in sports management. I was actually going to go the sport marketing route. And then I just decided that, you know, hours were a little bit different than what I wanted. I love sports. I love being a part of them. But I kind of just shifted gear to, human services and working for a meaningful experience. I fell in love with it.
So. Yeah. You still play basketball or anything?
I do. I play at Knox College here and there with some of the crew there. And, you know, I try to stay, involved as much as I can.
Was there a rival between the Monmouth basketball team and the Knox team?
Definitely.
Both my two oldest kids went to Monmouth.
Oh,
so,
cool. Great.
Yeah, so there was was definitely a Monmouth-Knox kind of.
Yes, that was always the rivalry, and it was always fun playing against them. Yeah. So
how did you get to Bridgeway?
After I graduated from Western, I was kind of looking for something in the area. I live in Roseville with my boyfriend and just looking for a marketing position. And I stumbled across Bridgeway. And
did you know much about Bridgeway when you first?
I actually didn't. Yeah. I did not. I found out a lot about it through my interview process. Mm-hmm. And you don't know sometimes if you're going to love it. And really, it's the people that are at Bridgeway that make it so great.
That's right.
And, you know, I do meaningful work in sharing the story of Bridgeway. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, being able to tell, you know, people's success stories that come through. And really, it's just great working with everybody there.
Right.
So,
well, a lot of people don't realize just all that Bridgeway is. Oh, maybe they only know it as mental health services, maybe helping developmental challenged people, I guess, in group homes and things like that here in the area.
Yep.
But it's that and so much more. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that. Your mission statement you shared with me earlier off the mic.
Yes. Our mission is creating solutions for everyone. Mm-hmm. So like you said, we at Bridgeway, we do so much. And also, like you said, people do only know us for, you know, maybe something that they've encountered. But we offer so many different services.
Yeah.
So we've got our three core programs. Mm-hmm. So that falls under behavioral health services. Then we have developmental and intellectual disability services, and then our affirmative business services. So that's the one a lot of people might not know as much about, but that's like manufacturing services for organizations.
And is Galesburg home for Bridgeway?
Galesburg is our, I guess, corporate office.
Okay.
But we do have 7 locations throughout Illinois. So mostly in central Illinois.
Okay.
We've got a location up in Rockford, Loves Park area. Mm-hmm. But we're also, of course, in Galesburg, Macomb, Monmouth, Kewaunee, Pekin, and Normal. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many employees? You know, we're talking about this hiring event that you're having here in just another week or so.
Right.
How many employees does Bridgeway have?
We have about close to 500 employees total. Yeah.
That's astonishing.
Yeah. We have quite a bit of employees.
And so. Just here in Galesburg alone, do you have an idea of how many?
I would say, I think it's close to about 100,
my gosh,
give or take a few. So that falls into like our, we employ people with disabilities,
yes,
as well to do our affirmative business. Mm-hmm. But we employ quite a few people.
We're talking about the services that Bridgeway offers. Mm-hmm. And of your three core programs, one of them is behavioral health and substance abuse counseling, correct?
Sure. Substance use.
Substance use. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. So behavioral health really gets broken down to, we offer outpatient mental health services. Within that includes therapy, nursing, psychiatry, and then we go to our substance use disorder. So that could be treatment, prevention, and recovery.
Okay.
So there's a three facets.
Interesting
there.
How that language has changed,
yes,
there. Because I go right to substance abuse.
Yes. And that's normal. I mean, a lot of people for quite a while had used that terminology.
Yeah.
But, in trying to break down stigma and things like that, we try to go for substance use.
Okay. Now, you and I talked off mic about the COVID pandemic and how your behavioral health, your mental health services, it's just the demand is so great, and it is really strained. All the services, not just in your organization, but all mental health professionals.
Yes.
I mean, how are you handling that? How's Bridgeway handling that?
Yeah. So we're starting to find new and creative ways to kind of implement, to be able to serve our communities.
Yeah.
So the shift to telehealth has been a really big one. Counseling, moving to that online format.
Yeah.
Our youth empowerment services. So they have moved to using this app called Clayful Health.
Hmm.
It's in the early stages of being utilized in our communities around here.
Okay.
But it's a way for students to really use an app and talk to somebody in like a chat setting.
Hmm.
And they can use it during, before, and after school.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's still in those early stages, but they've seen so much success with it already.
It's meeting those students where they are.
Yes.
And almost real time when something is happening, right?
Yes. Yes. And I just found out yesterday it's got super great ratings within our school. So 4.7 stars.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Senior health has been such a huge thing over here, especially over the mental health services for seniors, isolation during the pandemic, COVID. Is that you've been experiencing a strain on your services for those folks too?
Sure. So like we said, we're able to kind of meet them with those telehealth services and trying to do programming within, we offer at our residences and things like that. But everyone and that need for mental health services right now is just so great.
And again, substance use, did you see cases rising during pandemic as well?
Our ROSC program, so Recovery Oriented System of Care, they're doing such a great job with meeting people where they're at in the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
But within our own communities, we're seeing such a rise in this.
How do people get in touch with the behavioral health services, substance use?
Mm-hmm.
How do they start that process?
Yeah, so it's just wanting the help first. So we obviously can't help people if they don't want to be helped.
Sure.
But if they do and they want to reach out, they can reach out to Bridgeway just by calling 309-344-2323. You can also reach out via email and just start that conversation.
Gotcha.
So that would be info@bway.org.
Okay. Carrie Dotson is the Community Engagement Director for Bridgeway here in Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the three core programs for Bridgeway. People don't always understand just what Bridgeway represents here in our community. And they are so much more than just the mental health services. They're also helping people with developmental challenges.
Sure. Yep. Developmental and intellectual disabilities.
Yes.
So we offer across our different locations, we offer supervised and supported community living.
Group homes.
Yes, group homes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just
sorry.
Yeah, maybe no, people sure. would maybe yes. understand
yes.
that part of it.
So
too,
group
yeah.
homes where they have different levels of care, sometimes a little bit more independence. Sometimes those individuals need a little bit more care, 24/7 support, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer day services for adults. So where they're coming into a Bridgeway facility and, you know, physically doing some kind of programming.
Sure.
So working on skills and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our community employment services. So we work with individuals with all kinds of disabilities. You know, it could be physical, mental, the developmental, intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with them to help them gain skills and find employment in the community.
Well, it goes along with your mission, creating solutions for everyone.
It does.
Helping
yes.
people become more independent.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
we're trying to find solutions for anyone,
yeah.
anyone and everyone. So
and that's growing so much more even these days, because mm-hmm. people who have maybe a child with developmental right. Disabilities, maybe they think there's no way they're going to be able to have a job. There's
yeah.
no way they're going to be able to live on their own.
Yeah.
And they're finding that it's happening for them.
Yes. Yep. We're able to fulfill that need.
My gosh, you ought to see. I'm sure the stories of the success stories
just
the emotional just tug at your heart. The
yes.
people that see their child being independent for the first time
yeah.
in their life. That's,
oh yeah. Well, that's why I love this part of my job
yeah.
so much. Just being able to tell those stories.
Yeah. Carrie Dodson is the community engagement director for Bridgeway, and of those three core programs, the other one that maybe people don't realize is your affirmative. I mean, you can help me here.
Yeah,
affirmative business manufacturing.
It's called affirmative business, but yeah,
okay.
it's essentially manufacturing services for other organizations and businesses.
Okay.
So within that, we're able to employ individuals with disabilities who work alongside our integrated workforce.
Sure.
So it's people with disabilities, people without disabilities working alongside together to, you know, create a solution for a business.
Yeah.
So that could be packaging, kitting, data transcription and data entry, distribution and fulfillment. And then we have secure document destruction. So we really do have a lot of services we're able to provide for those businesses.
So with businesses in this day and age that are having a tough time finding good employees, some of the best employees you could ever have in many instances are folks that are working with you through your affirmative business program.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You know, they are, like you said, great employees. They're happy to have a job.
Yeah.
You know, they're working alongside and they're providing a service for someone else. And at the end of the day, you know, we all feel fulfilled and want to feel fulfilled in some way. And for a lot of our staff, that's through employment.
Yeah.
So.
And people with developmental disabilities who have been told that all their life that maybe they're not really ever going to be able to have
able
a job.
To.
And to achieve that.
Right.
That's got to be amazing. And again, it makes them an amazing employee.
It does. And we work with all different levels of, you know, what they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have people that can do this, people that can do kitting, people that can put products in a package.
Yeah.
You know, we're able to work with them where they're at.
Sure,
And build those skills.
Your secure document destruction. That was an interesting part.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Bridgeway did this. Real quick, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah. So we just take, so from, you know, if it's banks or schools or, you know, whatever, everybody has, you know, secure documents, right?
They contract with you.
Yes. They contract with us for us to be able to destroy that safely.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn around and we're able to turn that into green packaging material and sell that to other businesses. So like tree nurseries or dog pounds and places that use that kind of packaging material. So it's really a great opportunity for us.
And is that done here in Galesburg? There?
Yeah. So we are able to do it. We mostly do it out of our Macomb location.
Okay.
But yeah, we contract with, you know, anyone in our service location.
And so if there's a business out there listening that, I can't imagine they don't know about your services, but if they'd like to find out more, what do they need to do?
Yeah. So they can, if you're interested in any of these services, you can reach out to us, via Facebook, via our email, which is info@bway.org, or you can call our main number, which is 309-344-2323.
I love learning about Bridgeway and all they mean to our community. So thank you and all of your team members here that that do so much for our community. A great event that you were part of last year was called the Discovery Wellness Summit, and it's coming up again in September, right?
Yes. Yep.
And you're already starting to work on it.
Yep. Could already starting to think about it here.
Yeah. Could you tell us what the Discovery Wellness Summit is?
Absolutely. So we are going to be hosting it again at Carl Sandburg College this September 15th. Okay. It'll be a Friday. Still working out details, of course, about, you know, different speakers we're having to come. But we are starting to look for sponsorships for it. So we have our four tiers. And, you know, we're looking for organizations that would love to sponsor this great event. So, again, it's a wellness conference. So we're celebrating the different facets of that, mental health. You know, last year we brought in therapy dogs. But, yeah, we'd love to have organizations that, you know, want to align themselves with that.
How was the attendance at last year's event?
It was exceeded expectations, definitely. So we were expecting about, I think we had 230 sign up community members. So,
no kidding.
Yeah. So it was great. It was an amazing, amazing turnout.
Well, you had a couple really big speakers, right?
We
like world class speakers.
Yes, we absolutely did. So we had Kate Fagan, who was in ESPN. She was an host of Around the Horn.
Yeah.
She's a best-selling author. And then we actually, we had, Sebastian Terry. It was supposed to be Ben Nempton, but last minute, you know, something came up, but
sure.
Sebastian Terry talked on the same thing. He was a world renowned, best-selling author. He talks about, you know, what do you want to do before you die? And then this year, we have one keynote so far. It's Tiffany Jenkins.
Okay.
She is best known for her comedic take on, you know, the mental health struggles that everybody deals with. But she brings positive light to it and really brings awareness to that. And then her own experience with substance use disorder. So she's she's a perfect person to have come out. So
the whole day, it's a day long.
It's a day-long event.
And they're basically different sessions that you choose to go to. What, you can go to four or five, is it?
Yeah, so depending, you know, there's some sessions that are a little bit longer. But, yeah, throughout the day, you know, you can choose from about four sessions, and then there's two keynotes throughout the day.
Okay.
So it's great.
And so it does take a lot to put this on, and it takes a lot of underwriting, and that's where the sponsorship goes into. So if your business would like to be one of the sponsors of this Discover Wellness Summit, it'll help to pay for it, you know, absorb some of the cost that goes to put something like this on.
Right. And, you know, we offer a free lunch. It's free for people to attend. We offer lunch for, you know, everybody that's there, and hoping to do a little bit more this year, you know, maybe some coffee in the morning and, you know, just different sponsorships we're able to have.
Sure. But
yeah. So if you are interested in sponsoring the event, you can reach out to me at Carrie@bway.org.
Okay. Carrie Dodson is the Community Engagement Director for Bridgeway. And again, this is coming up in September, so you got lots of time. But it is going to come up fast. Obviously, if they had, you know, almost 250 people at this thing last year, it's just going to continue to grow. Great exposure for you to be a part and to support an event like that. So before we wrap up our time together, I did want to come back around and talk about your hiring event. I wanted to go into a little bit of detail on all of the different things that Bridgeway does to be able to show how many different positions are available at, at Bridgeway, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so again, it's the hiring event is Tuesday, March 7th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And, you know, like we said earlier, there's so many different professional level positions that we have open. So we have director level positions. We have therapist positions, nursing positions. We have janitorial, administrative support positions. You know, so, if you are looking to align yourself with an organization that is trying to help the community, Bridgeway is the place to be.
Yeah. Well, and obviously with some of the more specialized positions you're looking for, you are looking for degrees. And,
And, yeah. So there's different, there's different degree levels. There's some that don't require as, you know, as much schooling. But like we said, there's a job opportunity for everybody.
Yeah. So this is at the Vault at the corner of Kellogg and Tompkins here in downtown Galesburg.
Yes.
Now, where does, so you're going to have all the different departments kind of set up in the vault there, and you can walk around and talk to?
Yeah, so initially you can come check in and hear about, you know, specific positions to start. If you're interested in a specific one, you can go talk to that hiring manager that's there. You know, we ask that you come prepared with your resume and come prepared to interview if you find a job that you're interested in.
You could potentially walk out with a with a position.
You could walk out with a job that day. And really, that's the whole point. We really do want to be hiring, you know, good people that are in our community.
That's
right. We're excited. So.
And if you'd like to find out all of the positions that are available, what where can we go to find that?
Yep. So if you would like to see our positions, you can go to www.bway.org.
Okay. Carrie Dodson is the Community Engagement Director for Bridgeway. Before the event starts, you're having a business before hours event with the Galesburg Chamber.
Yes. Yep. So we are sponsoring a business before hours through the Chamber, also at the Vault. That will be from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And we'll have food and beverage and, you know, a great time to network with local community professionals. So
yeah, right.
It'll be
and
great.
And again, there's no charge to go to the hiring event.
Correct. Yep.
And with the food and all that. And so get more information on their website or go to their Facebook page, Bridgeway, and more. So, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with all of your with your hiring events. And again, thank you to you and all your team members for everything you do for our community.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.